And did you take them any cookies?
No.
Excellent.
No cookies. I don't think I'm allowed cookies. To make any. Oh, by the way, I did listen to Big Fatty all the way to their house.
Oh, my God. You know, you just had to listen to that one show. You didn't have to actually listen to like multiple episodes.
No, you made me feel bad. I am completely caught up with Big Fatty, and now he's doing a census, apparently.
Yes.
So I want to say,
please, God, don't let Putt Geig sing now. We're not going to play that, are we? Okay, good.
I want to say, Big Fatty, you can count on me.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Cookies?
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1756 of the BFO for Friday the 17th of October 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got some voice letters, and we're going to talk about Pride 48. Hello, weekenders. Big Fatty, we all know what that means. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. Is going well, y'all. You know why your weekend is, because the weekend is upon us. It is upon us, and you know, Big Fatty and Granny and another member of the Horror Club, y'all, we are all heading up to the Myrtle Beach for the weekend, and just going to have a nice, relaxing weekend and go from there. And y'all, the weather here in Charleston, it has turned nice and cool. In fact, I'm going to go over here and look. The weather rat's not on right now, so I'm going to have to refer to the, what do you call this? What are these things called? They're not bugs. What are they called? Let me go back over here and look and see what they're called. Well, it's over on the dashboard. I don't know what they're called. But anyway, y'all, it says here that for right, y'all, well, that's for Charleston. I don't need to know. I need to know what it is going to be for Myrtle Beach. Big Fatty, well, you better type it in then. You're not prepared. It's true, I'm not. Myrtle Beach, SC. All right, let's just see what the weather's going to be like this weekend. Y'all, Myrtle Beach on Friday. The high's going to be 76 degrees and a low of 60. And Saturday it's going to 80 and a low of 54. Dear Gussie. And y'all, then the high on Sunday is only going to be 67 degrees. Big Fatty, you're going to need to pack a camisole. It's true. So, y'all, it looks like just a lovely and sunshine the whole time. So, y'all, it looks like it's just going to be a lovely weekend. A Big Fatty, is there anything else happening this weekend? Well, there's only one thing I can think of. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, tomorrow the 18th of October, y'all, it is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is of the one and only Ron, and you probably going, Big Fatty, which Ron? Well, there's lots of Rons out there, but y'all, there's one very special Ron, and it is Ron, the husband of the Haunt Cub, and y'all, Ron and Jay are just a dynamic duo, and y'all, they're both just as sweet as they can be, and they were both out at the Pride 48 this year, and y'all, it was just lovely having them around, and y'all, I've met Ron on many occasions, and y'all, I don't think I've ever seen the man when he didn't have a smile on his face. He's just that kind of personality. And y'all, we can all take a lesson from him to make the best of what you got and the world you live in, and you go from there and make it better for somebody else. So, Ron, we hope you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty and I know that the Hard Cub will make him a great big kid. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, as promised, there was that State of the Station little show released Thursday morning. And we have announced a couple of things about Pride 48 Vegas for 2015. Number one, it's going to be a four-day event. It's going to go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday instead of just Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And, y'all, the dates right now are August. And y'all, we're not going to change the dates this year, okay? So you can count on these dates. The dates are the 27th through the 30th of August. Now, y'all, we moved it up because the second weekend in September, the Excalibur was not available, and Labor Day weekend is one of the most expensive weekends to travel, so we moved it to the weekend before Labor Day, which is one of the least expensive weekends for travel. So mark your calendars now, August 27th through the 30th, and y'all, what we're going to do on that Thursday, we're going to move the pink carpet and the opening show up to that Thursday evening, and then directly from the opening show, we're going to go up to the hospitality suite and have the opening party, the pizza pie party, while everybody's all dressed up in their costumes for the pink carpet. So, y'all, make your plans now. The 27th through the 30th, come early and stay late. Big Fatty will do it. Oh, you big fat thing, you're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Big Fatty, oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Jimmy Bear. Hey, did you hear about the guy that opened up a dry cleaning business next to a convent? Well, he went over to the convent, knocked on the door, and asked Mother Superior if she had any dirty habits. Have a good day.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is that Jimmy Bear. Jimmy, man, that was a good one. Thank you so much for the call. We can always depend on you for a good old kerfuffle. Y'all, I just... Oh, Lordy. And Jimmy Bear, call back more often if you'd like. You really come up with some zingers. Big Fatty, come up with some zingers. Yes.
Hello.
Happy bacon.
I went to the school, forgot some savings, forgot cold cash. So I saved $555.95. I spent $467.20, which includes $26.45
in taxes. And I got $80 of Kohl's cash, which I gave to my son because we don't have a Kohl's in Aberdeen. But anyway, the basement bathroom will look nice with the new decorations. So that was like my shopping excursion. Otherwise, I bought a 5,864 calorie cupcakes. And I would say I probably ate about 64.8% of those cupcakes. The last two, I just had to eat the top.
Yeah, gosh, yeah, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice on a Friday. And it sounds like you did pretty well on the coupon there. And I know your son will enjoy spending the good Kohl's cash. So anyway, $80 in Kohl's cash. Wow, that's a lot. That's a because you get $10 for every $50 you spend. So, Big Fatty, she spent an ass load. It's true. So, over $400. So, that's fantastic. And Miss Bacon, y'all, believe it or not, that is the last voicemail that we have in line. We don't have any spot in Big Fatty to go to now. So, y'all, for the next 8, 9 minutes, I just don't have any idea what we're going to do. Big Fatty, neither do we. Y'all, is interesting day in the coal mine. Lots of little things going on, and it was all good. And y'all, nothing really any big, you know, nothing monumental in anything, except that Big Fatty bought a house today. Big Fatty. Y'all, I wasn't sure if I was going to tell it on today's a little show or not, but y'all, I ain't got nothing else to talk about. But y'all, I have, you know, when I finally stop working here at the coal mine, I have to move. And so, y'all, I have been looking. I'm not in any hurry or anything like that. And I've found a neighborhood here in Charleston that I really like. And it's a green neighborhood, and all the homes and all are built to different green standards, and you know, they're energy efficient and all that kind of stuff, and they're getting ready to start on phase three of this neighborhood, which I was thinking, well, I'll just wait unless something, you know, better comes along, and I'm looking for a. Oh, y'all, that's a submarine sandwich. I'm looking for a one-story little house. And I had looked at a couple of places in phase two of this subdivision, most of the stuff was two-story, and I don't want that. You know, old people don't like the steps. Yes, Big Fatty! But I've had a real estate agent for several months now, probably about a year, a little less than a year, the agent that showed us around some of the other places. He was one of the agents for one of the builders for phase three, and he says, but I've got a client that they're building a house, and they may be interested in selling, and since you're not in a hurry, you know, when they're about ready to sell, we'll be happy to talk to you. I said, I'm very interested in at least talking. So, keep us in mind. Well, y'all, about the end of last month, the folks decided they wanted to start, putting feelers out and seeing what they could get for the house. Well, y'all, we've been through the negotiation process with offers and counter offers, and y'all, I've learned a lot about price per square foot and comps and conveyances and Big Fatty, such fancy words. And y'all, I'd about given up. We were way apart, and all of a sudden, y'all, it just kind of came together. And my real estate agent called me on Thursday morning and says, "Congratulations, Big Fatty." And y'all, I had already been pre-approved and everything from the bank, and so now I'm gathering my paperwork for the bank, and y'all, I tell you, they $500 you to death, because I've got to have an appraisal, and then I got to have a home inspection, and then there's got to be a wood infestation inspection, and you got to have insurance. But y'all, the folks that are buying the place, their new home's not going to be ready until March. So I'm going to lease it back to them. So basically, they're paying my mortgage until they move out. And if they're not out by March, then the rent goes up 30%. And but they have another 6 months that they can continue to lease back from me, and I'll either be able to move into the house at the end of March, or it may be as late as the end of September of next year. It just all depends. But y'all, it I'm a little surprised at how calm I am. I don't have any remorse or anything like that. I had pretty much resigned myself to the fact that it probably wasn't gonna happen, and so we move forward. Big Fatty, that's my line. I think that's trademarked. Anybody who's ever bought a house before, keep Big Fatty in your thoughts, send me some encouragement, because, you know, I'm sure it'll be somewhat stressful. But, you know, y'all, right now, I think the bank, to me, the hard part was, making sure I could get financed. And, y'all, it seems to be a-okay. And y'all, with the stock market dropping in the past week or so, y'all, my interest rate got much better. They first quoted me at 4.25%, and y'all, when we signed, when it was all signed today, I called back and they said, "Oh, Big Fatty, you've lucked up. The interest rate is the lowest it's been in a long time. It's at 3.875%, and y'all, that's almost half a percent less. I'm real happy with that. Y'all, I'm looking at something on the TV machine. It says that rates have dropped to 3.97%. So, y'all, I'm really feeling good since I got it for 3.875%. Big Fatty, sometimes you're just lucky. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now, you know, everything is not finalized or anything, because there's still a few more pieces to the puzzle, but y'all, at least we've got, we're moving forward, and I feel better now than I have at any other point in the process. So, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend, and if you see the Haunt Cub or Ron on the Face Space or the Twitty over the weekend, make sure you send Ron a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids over there from the DI Plus, and that Adam Burns was talking about the census. And Daniel, how do you think Big Fatty should celebrate his new house?
Cookies.
Oh, Big Fatty cookies, or maybe cake.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.